He saddled nearly 1,700 winners in his career, including Blame to win the Breeders' Cup Classic over Zenyatta back in 2010. This will be his ninth Breeders' Cup starter today when Tom's d'Etat goes to the post in the Breeders' Cup Classic. 6-1 on the morning line. I told you, I think that is crazy. I think Tom's d'Etat should be shorter than that. I think that 6-1 is an overlay on this horse. Al Stahl Jr. is with me now. Al, happy Breeders' Cup Saturday. What say you? 6-1, too high on this horse today?
Well, I'm just, you know, he's even money in our mind and heart, but from what I've seen with the doubles and all that stuff, people send me some tweets. He's actually the favorite in those juvenile classic doubles and things like that. So guys like Marshall Graham, who put out the imputed odds, he's got him like 2.6, you know, 260 to 1 right now. So I don't think 6 to 1 is going to be on the board.
All right. I always liken trainers to being a coach, say in basketball, for example, and you're teaching these athletes, you're bringing them along, you've gotten Tom's d'Etat to an extremely high level. So defend your player, Al. Why can Tom's d'Etat win the Breeders' Cup Classic later today?
Well, Tom's d'Etat, at his age, he's a player coach, so he knows what he's doing, and he's, you know, whatever happens, he can handle. The pace is slow, and he's close. If he's in the middle of the pack, he's fine. He and Rosario will take care of all that. There's not much I do. I just kept in his regular routine, and he seems to be very, very happy and going quite well for us.
Size up the competition for me. You know, Bob Baffert with three horses in there, including Maximum Security, last year's three-year-old champion. You get a rematch with By My Standards. Of course, the rematch with Improbable, too, who beat him last time in the Whitney. Tacitus from Bill Mott. Size up the competition for me a little bit.
Well, it's no surprise. It's a Breeders' Cup Classic, so it's a kind of a who's who of the older horses, including some nice three-year-olds. I think that's the new wrinkle this year with the way the Triple Crown got pushed back because of COVID. So the three-year-old schedule was spaced out more than the traditional Triple Crown, so they weren't beat up, and it kind of feeds them into this race very nicely. So I think the 2 3-year-olds are very good horses, and they might have a little more freshness than a traditional three-year-old, with the exception of Pharaoh. So they might be more of a factor than three-year-olds normally are.
Yeah, you kind of get the sense that horses like Authentic and Tis the Law, the 2 3-year-olds, are maybe, especially Tis the Law, Al, I look at him as being almost the forgotten horse because he hasn't run since, you know, the Kentucky Derby and skipped the Preakness, and now he comes into the Classic as a fresh horse. But you kind of look at those horses and you say, especially with Tis the Law, out of sight, out of mind, right?
Well, that's what Tom's d'Etat went through, so he's not out of my sight or mind. I mean, he's got mile and a quarter experience. He's run it twice at the Travers and the Derby, and he's got great form in those races, and his numbers are good, and he's got Barkley tag, and he's an absolute factor as far as I'm concerned. We're going to be keeping a close eye on him. He's to our inside, and he might be one to lay a little ahead of us earlier and maybe follow along.
Give me the ideal scenario for Tom's d'Etat to win this afternoon, the ideal trip that you'd like to see. Obviously, you want him to run faster than everybody and cross the line first, but if you could script this on paper, how would you do it?
Well, in a perfect world, I guess you'd like to make a clear lead and go in 50 seconds. That's not going to happen. So plan B would be, if the speed goes away from there, let Rosario and Tom just settle in and let them hopefully pick up the pieces towards the end. So however it turns up, we're versatile enough to handle. I just want him to get out of the gate. He's a good gate horse. I'm 100% positive that the break at the Whitney was a complete aberration, and we won't see that this afternoon. So when he leaves there well and tucks in behind some of those horses, he should save ground, and certainly in the first turn. And after that, let them separate themselves from the 3/8 home.
He's only had one other start at Keeneland. That came in October of last year when he won the Grade 2 Fayette Stakes and did it quite convincingly that afternoon as well. That was a different track than he's going to run over this afternoon, Al, but does it give you some confidence and peace of mind to know that, okay, he at least handled the surface at Keeneland that one time?
Yeah, it was wet that day, but the environment is still the same. I mean, he, the barn area and the field to it, and horses sense that. So, and we can actually tell he's been unbelievable since he's been here for three since Wednesday. Just bright and happy, and I think he knows he's back home, so to speak. And I think he's going to love it this afternoon. No excuses, that's for sure.
Visiting with trainer Al Stahl Jr. here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Tom's Day Todd going to the post for Al this afternoon in the Breeders' Cup Classic, his ninth Breeders' Cup starter. Al, it comes for Gail Benson and GMB Racing. Of course, her late husband Tom passed away in 2018. He was a dear friend of yours, longtime clients. What has Tom's Day Todd and that relationship with the Bensons meant to you?
Well, it all comes together. We're all from New Orleans, and we're all friends, and it's just been a lot of fun. We're excited to represent the city of New Orleans, and obviously the Benson name is iconic down there and around the country, and we're all Saints fans. I've been going to the Saints game since 1967, and we're just all tied in. I mean, the roots run so deep, it's unbelievable. And then to have this type of horse, I mean, forget about the talent, but just the, what he's gone through, and to have the quality of that he has, it's a dream come true, is what it is. To have this all come together for all these people on the same day, on the biggest stage, it's almost an impossibility, but yet we've made it.
You mentioned representing New Orleans. Is that the way you feel when you lead a horse over for a big race and they're owned by GMB Racing? Do you kind of feel that, hey, I walk in there with some pride because I am representing New Orleans with this horse?
Oh, yeah. And my text messages and emails say the same. So, yeah, there's a tremendous amount of interest, and I imagine I'll get quite a few hits on my phone from now till post time, and most of them will say 504.
Well, you know, I had a chance to visit with Gail Benson years back. It might have been 4 or 5 years ago now, before the Kentucky Derby. And we did an interview, and she was so sweet and so gracious. And you couldn't help but just be blown away by her presence. And now, after Tom has passed on, she's continued to move forward with the racing operation. Just spend a minute talking about her and what she has meant, not just to your career, but to the sport as a whole.
Yeah, no, she's just a good person. I knew Gail before she was married to Mr. Benson. She actually lived near my parents, and she was very, very kind-hearted person from the first time we ever met. And, dealing with her is a great thing, and she's heartbroken that she can't be here, and none of the Benson crew are here because of the NFL's got them as tier one, tier two employees, and they're in that zone as far as going to the Saints game in Tampa tomorrow night. So they really couldn't go from one bubble into another state and then go back down to Florida. So they would love to be here, and they would have been here, but they'll be watching really closely, and hopefully we have a lot of good things to talk about this afternoon.
Well, I'm sure you will. Al Stahl Jr. representing New Orleans with Tom's Day Todd today in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Post time, by the way, for that race, 5:18 Eastern. We'll probably go just a little bit after that time, and we'll have it for you right here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, with coverage beginning at noon. Al, I asked you to defend your player when I talked about Tom's Day Todd. How about this? Defend your Saints against the Buccaneers. Tampa favored by 4.5 coming up tomorrow night.
Right. No, well, it's on the road. It's going to be a tough game. They played horrible. Well, both teams didn't play so well, but Tampa played horrible on Monday night. So you know you're not going to get that game. Tampa's going to show up with everything they have, and we still have they have an injury bug, too, but we've got a little bit more of that going on. So I'm very, very worried, but as long as we got Sean and Drew and our defense, I think we're always going to be in the game. So I'm looking so forward to sitting on the couch and relaxing and watching that game tomorrow night, I cannot even tell you.
Well, you know, as a diehard Steeler fan, there's no way I'm cheering for Tom Brady. So, who dat nation? Let's go, who dat.
Yep.
No, Did I even get it right?
You got everybody where you want them.
You got it. Al Stahl Jr., thanks, brother. Good luck with your Saints tomorrow night. Good luck with Tom's Day Tile later today, too. Appreciate the visit.
Okay, Mike. Anytime. Thank you.